Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio. Welcome to God's Talk Radio. I always get that, I always start before that message there. But, hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio. We got a little format here, different a little bit. Talk sports and we can talk politics if you want. I welcome your call, 516-666-9990. Anybody out there that wants to talk a little politics or sports, give me a buzz. I'm on right now. Let me tell you a little bit about me, okay? I'm retired, okay? I'm 66 years old. I've seen a lot of presidents, heard a lot of politics. I've never witnessed a bigger idiot than we have in office. There's going to be an office. Is this Trump? And let me tell you a little bit more about me. I'm a union guy. Always have been. Never made a great wage, which all these people think you do. I made enough to feed my family and put two kids through college, which I'm proud of. Now remind yourself that I said I never made a real good buck. I made enough, which I wouldn't have made under the right-to-work state like a Florida or an Alabama or a southern state. So I just want to tell you a little bit of background. I had a job my whole life. I'm a Democrat, believe it or not. I'm a Democrat, and I've actually held a job, Don. I have a gun. I'm a Democrat now, okay, for all you right-wingers. I have a gun, and I had a job, okay? And I put two kids through college, okay? So I want all you to know, oh, and I serve my country, which a lot of Republicans, a lot of right-wingers don't think a Democrat or a liberal has served his country. I'm called a liberal because I'm a Democrat, I guess. I lean a little left. I'm center most, but I'm what you call more of a thinker than most of these idiots out here that react on some clown telling them what to do. I see Mr. Ryan had a comment on, Paul Ryan had a comment on the South Dakota, North Dakota up there with the Indians and the pipeline. He said it was another example of big government stepping in. Well, hey, Klon, what did you say when Trump stepped in to save the 1,000 jobs at Carrier? You said, Mr. Klon, it was a good idea. Yeah. Great idea. What's wrong with saving 2 jobs? What's wrong with saving 1,000 jobs? Hey, Mr. Ryan, little Eddie Munster lookalike, what is wrong with drinking water, clean drinking water? These people don't want to drink pollution. They don't want to drink mud. I get an idea. Why don't you go to Michigan and swallow a gallon of water up there from that's contaminated and show us the way, Paulie? Please. Show us the way. This is the bum that wants to kill Medicare, the bum that wants to privatize Social Security, lived on it as a kid, fed off it, wants to kill it. You're rubbish. That's what you are, rubbish. How about this jerk-ass Trump trying to get us in a war with China? Piece of garbage. I can say a lot of things. This is a family show. I don't want to swear or cuss, hold my temper back here, but you want to give me a call, 516-666-9990. All you right-wingers out there, give me a buzz. Let's see what you got to say, because I'll tell you what. I'm a Democrat. Yeah. I'm a veteran. Yeah. I'm in a union. I was. Yeah. You don't like it? Jump. Let me get a call right here, right now. Hello, you're on God's Talk Radio.
Hey, God, man, how you doing today?
What's up?
Hey,
this is Will Dogg from Columbus.
This is Will Dogg from Columbus, another liberal. He's outside taking a walk, you know, enjoying this free American air, you know. Who knows, they may tax it at some point.
Yeah, they may.
Actually,
do
I'm
that.
I'm breathing it while it's still good before they abolish the EPA, you know, so.
Right. Yeah. I heard you got a clean water system down there, drinking your distilled water.
I did. I'm not taking any chances. You know, I think that, well, you know, God's man, here's the thing, you know, and to those that you know, are highly uneducated or just choose not to inform themselves, you know, we're going to have an epidemic here sometime in the future, you know, and it comes down to clean water systems. And that's why so many governments and so many private investors are seeking solutions to having a very cost-effective way to filter water, because people just don't understand that it's not just about the drinking for humans, but there's a component for business. Machinery cannot run on salt water. It's not going to happen. I mean, you can't have gunk and mud and everything else clogging up systems. You know, isn't going to run on fracking water. It's just not going to happen. So,
what do you think of Paulie Ryan, our savior up in there in Wisconsin, saying it was a big example of government, big government stepping in for these poor people up there? They want a clean water system. That's the only drinking water they have, but this Klein don't care, because he's probably lying in his pockets with big oil money to run this sludge pipeline. Oh, it is sludge in a pipeline down through our country, down to Louisiana, and exported out to somebody else. But he don't care if they drop sludge water or shit water or turds in the water. He don't care what they drink.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, they have a lot of money. They have a lot of think tanks. And the first course of action is to take the cheapest, right? So, you know, I'm going to assume that, you know, running pipe through that land is the cheapest way. Is it a job killer? I don't think so. You know, I really believe that, you know, people, especially Native Americans who, you know, had their land ripped from them, you know, they had a treaty signed and they deserve to have that treaty honored, you know. And if clean drinking water is, you know, outlined in that treaty, they absolutely 100% deserve that. Whether you like it or, you know,
I mean, that treaty's
like
over 100 years old, so I don't know why it's money. It's money. It's all revolves around money.
Well, guys, like I said, what it comes down to is the uneducated and uninformed, okay? The only presidential candidate that actually had a real plan to get people back to work was Bernie Sanders, whether the right wants to admit it or not, because unfortunately, through innovation, demand for certain products ceases to exist, and then you have an oversupply. Once you have an oversupply, then you don't need a workforce to handle that kind of supply. That's where jobs start getting lost. That's where wages start getting cut. At the end of the day, in a free market system, that's what we have is, you know, the demand and supply are the ones that rule the world. And no matter how you look at it, it's the way that it's going to be. Now, Bernie wanted to give everybody a free college. So that means guys in their 40s, guys in their 50s that may or may not have lost their manufacturing job could go back to college for free to learn a trade, to learn a craft. And you look at industries that are going to be needed. They're going to be a necessity, like HVAC, heating and air conditioning, electricians, carpenters, you know. These are all industries that will continue to thrive as long as people are building, as long as restaurants, you know, are serving people. You know, there's no cyborgs yet that are going to show up and fix an air conditioning unit. You know, these are all jobs that that have demand. And, you know, you can go to school and learn a trade. You know, computer programming is another one where you can make yourself valuable in the workforce. But these guys, they want to live in the past. What's that?
You know what the right wing's. Who's going to pay for his free schooling? Taxpayers?
You know, it's funny because every other country got it figured out except us. So you have.
Yeah, well, who's going to pay for all these jobs that Trump saved? Or carrier, or whatever they get. Taxpayers?
Well,
sure
the
they
taxpayer,
are.
The tax, yeah, of course they are. You know, and the funny thing, Oz, and this is what I still can't fathom. And, you know, I'm just some bumpkin that was raised out in the middle of nowhere, right? So I can't understand why you can't incentivize corporations by offering a tax break to allow them to increase wages. Give them an incentive. They have an incentive to donate to your 401k or to contribute, not donate, but contribute. So every time they contribute, dollar for dollar, 50 cents for a dollar, whatever it is, they get a tax break. So why not do the same thing with wages? It works.
Well, I think,
but they don't want to do it.
I think the right wing with the big government theory is when it's convenient for them with big government, it's all right.
Very true.
The Republicans.
Very true.
When it's convenient, when big government is convenient for them, then it's A-okay.
But
for you or me or anybody else, it's socialism.
The biggest problem is when you started to allow the lobbyists, special interests, and corporations in the elections that could buy congressmen through lobbyists for their own special interests and their own special purposes was the beginning of the very end, because only a small sliver of the public will have their voices heard. And if it benefits them, that's really all they care about.
Yeah. Well,
and that's going to be an issue.
6669990 Gos Talk Radio. Give me a call. Will Dog? It was good talking to you, brother. I got another caller on the line.
All right.
Thanks for the call, and I'll be hearing from you.
Oh, you absolutely will.
Okay. Thank you for the call, buddy. You're on Gos Talk Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dustin from Davenport. I just wanted to say hello and see what you thought of the Steeler game. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, they beat the Giants, but will they beat Buffalo? That's the key.
Yeah, I mean, it will be if Buffalo lost to Oakland, so they're kind of hungry for a win. But, I mean,
it's
they
away
took care of business.
Yeah, they did take care of business. Surprise, but they did.
Yeah, it's been three weeks in a row of Cleveland, Indy, and the Giants. So I mean, maybe they're starting to get on a roll. I mean, like you said, it wouldn't surprise me if next week they do lose at Buffalo. But at the same time, they're starting to play a little better. If you could keep winning, and because that division is still open between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and you have a matchup together, so it's going to come down neck and neck between those two. It'll be ugly. Race to the finish.
What do you think of Penn State not getting in the college playoffs?
Well, that one, I guess it's tough. Even though you have playoffs, it's still tough to say who. Because I mean, I didn't think they were going to get in, but like I kind of wanted to see. Not that I really care for Penn State or not, but since they're just on such a tear, you know, they like. Play their hearts out and came all the way back to, win the Big Ten championship. And since they'd beat Ohio State, I thought, but I mean, I don't know how you say, like, because a lot of these teams are too, like, strength of schedule. If you look at Ohio State, their two biggest games were Michigan and Michigan State. The rest of them are Akron, Youngstown State. So I don't know how you.
Right.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong. You could make an argument. You could definitely make an argument about them, you know, getting in or not getting in. You could, any of those teams, really. To me, like, USC, they're playing, you know, really good, but they actually tried to play someone early on. They played Alabama, and they lost three games, but they're on a tear, too. So, I mean, teams make it.
Who's Penn State going to play in the Rose Bowl? They're going to play USC?
Probably. I'm not sure. I haven't checked to see who everyone's playing, but that would be a really good game if those two play each other.
Yeah, right.
That would
and Pitt's
exciting.
In the Pinstripe Bowl with Northwestern.
Northwestern. How many wins does Northwestern have?
I have no
seven
idea.
7 or 5?
They're probably 7.
I was hoping they'd
yeah, they got a winning record.
Pinstripe, I was hoping they got a little better since they beat Clemson. You know, I was hoping they could – that win would propel them to get a little bigger bowl because the Pinstripe Bowl, nothing against it. I think Penn State played in that a couple years ago when they had, like, a 7-5 season. Pitt has 8-4, right? I think they would have made
it. Yeah,
they
beat
little...
Penn State, Clemson. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
they should be
Penn
the
State. Yeah,
maybe
mean,
they should.
When you said Pinstripe Bowl, I thought maybe that, you know, like Northwestern. I mean, that would still be a good game because any game, you know, with Pitt, it's typically close. But maybe they should have gotten a little better of a bowl than Northwestern in the Pinstripe Bowl. I mean, you just said you beat Penn State and you beat Clemson. I mean, those are two really good teams to say. Like they finished strong too. They did. It's not like started losing at the end. But
well, they said the reason
I mean,
Penn State didn't get in that playoff is because Pitt beat them. Somebody said the reason they didn't get in was Pitt beat them. But Pitt beat Clemson. Isn't Clemson
in
it?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole. I think it's about the drawing of the fans too. I mean, Penn State fans would travel too, but
politics. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you say who's – my thing is they should – you know, each team should have to play a team that's actually good because, like, Ohio State – Michigan State had an off year this year, so that game really didn't – even though it was close in that Michigan State had 4 wins on the season, so – and it was still really close. Like, you can make an argument. I don't know. I mean, there's no way they're going to completely fix it. There's still going to be teams left out and – I mean, I'm not saying you got to make it like the NCAA tournament and everyone makes it, but, I mean, just 4 is a little slim, put it that way, if you want the best of the best.
Wow. Well, Dust, I got to get to another call here, and thanks for the call, buddy. Dustin from Davenport.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for the call,
I'll
and I'll talk
again.
To you. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. It was Dustin from Davenport. Let's take another call here. Got another caller on the line. What's up, God's
hey.
Talk Radio?
God.
Hey, Murray from Florida. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, man. Just sitting here listening to your show. Listen to Dustin, the eternal optimist for the Steelers. Got to love that guy.
yep.
He's an eternal optimist. Yes. Oh, boy. Is he ever.
yes, he
I
is.
Agree with him. You know, 3 wins in a row against some mediocre teams. They did finally get a little defense, but I don't know. I think it's still going to be a real uphill battle for them for the rest of the year. They don't have enough on the defensive side to go any further. If they do get in, they're not going to go very far. Couple things. Will
go
Dog.
Ahead.
I heard him talking away on the politics. Question I got for Will Dog, how's that still coming? Is it still brewing? That's all I want to know.
It's still cooking, buddy.
You know, I'm sitting here waiting. I'm waiting, you know. I got to have the – maybe that will help me with the illness here. You start sucking on that stuff, too. Hey,
I'll tell you what, you drink that, you'll feel like Superman. I'll tell you.
Yeah. A couple things on the on the political side.
Go ahead.
You heard talk about Ryan. You talk about these guys want to attack Social Security and Medicare and things like that. You know, my question is, when are they – politicians going to give up their free medical health care for life after they're done? They get everything for the rest of their lives, them and their families. When are they going to give that up?
Never.
You know? Right, exactly.
Right.
That's my point. Also, down here in Florida, I was reading a couple weeks ago, you know, you got a new incoming Congress here in the state of Florida, mostly Republican, which, okay. Big
amazing,
news.
Amazing.
This guy, well, the head of the House wants to do away with texting. I'm thinking, thank God someone's going to do away with texting on the road. All these crazies driving, texting the car is going to kill people, you know. Finally get rid of it. No, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about texting during legislation. And because of all the guys texting the lobbyists. Now you're talking
about
corrupt political systems. Holy moly. They sit there on the legislative floor and texting their lobbyists to find out which way to vote. And they talk about corruption in Central America and Mexico. These political prostitutes are bought and paid for. It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, that's too bad. I was all excited about getting rid of texting, and I find out it's during legislation. See, that was his top thing. And then, and then in the same breath, he wants to bring back ethics into politics in Florida. what a joke that is. I almost choked when I read that.
Wait a minute. He wants to bring ethics back into politics.
Yeah.
Who's your governor down there? You know.
Oh yeah, Skeletor.
Yeah. Yeah. He bring real ethics into politics, doesn't he?
And him and Bondi. Our attorney general that didn't prosecute Trump because he gave $25,000 to a political campaign. So she's not going to, now she's up there sucking on him, going to get a big job up there. So anyway.
How about Ben Carson? How about Ben Carson ahead of HUD and all that? It's not what you know from this guy. It's how big of an ass kisser you are.
That's the other thing. You know, when are these people going to understand they've been conned? You know, he's putting in all his political cronies. I thought they cried about the pay for play with Clinton. Holy moly. All these guys are his big financiers and his Wall Street buddies and everybody else who sucked up to him. They're all getting all this stuff now. Unbelievable.
I know.
The con job is on.
Like I told Will Dog, these Republicans don't believe in big government unless it suits them.
You have to be selective.
Yeah, right.
Then this lady, I was reading on the internet today, Trump is all pushed out of shape on the Saturday Night Live thing. You know, and the parody they run there, and it's hilarious. But anyway, he's tweeting all this stuff. This lady finally tweeted him because she's one of his tweeters and said, "Will you please stop? You're the president-elect. You got 330 million people to govern, and you're worried about a comedy TV show? Get over yourself." She said, "You narcissistic asshole, get over yourself." He said, "You got bigger things to worry about than a damn TV show." You know,
right?
So
comedy show.
He's so consumed with that. It's unbelievable. But anyway.
He's a narcissist, fascist, autocrat.
Oh, yeah.
You name it.
What another thing? I'm surprised he hasn't jumped in and did something about the oil pipeline. You know, overrode him because you know one of his companies owns 25% in that construction company, the oil company that's building the pipeline. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
He's got some business interest in that, too. But I think he owns 25% of that firm.
I pitied him. Hey.
Pitt.
Go ahead.
Going to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Hmm?
They're going to play. They're playing Northwestern. They're 6-6. But I think that'll be a nice game for them. I really do. I think Pitt's defense is very suspect. They score a lot of points. But, you know, it'll be a good one for them. You know, I was hoping they would get a better bowl than that. But when Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and Miami, which they lost all three, are in their same conference or the division in the conference, you know, they're seeded fourth. Although they had the same record as North Carolina and Miami, they lost head-to-head matches. So Miami is going to go ahead of them. They're going to play in one of the bowls in Orlando. I think they're playing West Virginia. I was kind of hoping they would get that bowl to play West Virginia, but it didn't happen. But Northwestern's going to be a good matchup for them. I think that's going to be a good game to see.
You would know this. Penn State playing USC in the Rose Bowl?
Yes. Yep. That'll be a good game. You know, I as you know, I'm a Pitt fan. I'm not a Penn State fan. But they're
USC
play,
fan.
I'm a USC. I've always liked USC. But Penn State, They give it to them. They came back. They beat Wisconsin. One of the reasons why I'm almost glad Chris left Pitt is exactly what happened in Penn State. He's got good recruiting. He's got a good team. He doesn't know how to change the momentum of a game. He had that team down 24-7, and the momentum changed. And he does nothing on the sidelines. He stands there stoically, walking around. You know, doesn't do. He no enthusiasm in the guy. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to change the momentum of the game back in his favor. That happened to him at Pitt a number of times. You know, once the momentum changes, he doesn't know how to change it back. You know, with Watt and some of those guys he has on defense, they should have. You know, they shredded Penn State in the first quarter, first half. They should have just kept doing the same thing. They didn't. And I don't understand. Hats off to Penn State. They won. I do somehow agree with some of the stuff they're saying. You know, hey, they may be 9-2, but they're the Big Ten champs, and they beat Ohio State. Ohio State played one more game than Ohio State. They should be up there. I mean, Ohio State doesn't deserve it. They didn't win their conference.
I don't know how they got in.
Well, that's because they were number two all year long, but they didn't win their conference. You know?
Right.
The team that beat their – now, if Wisconsin won, then they could say, well, we beat Wisconsin, therefore we deserve it. They didn't beat Penn State. They lost to Penn State. They should not be in.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
But,
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not a Penn State fan, but give them credit where credit's due. That quarterback they have is the real deal. They played well. I was very impressed with the way they came back. And did you see their coach on the sidelines? My God, that guy's enthusiastic. He's fired up. You know, and they showed on the other sidelines. I thought, what's his name, was sleeping half the time, just standing there like he was in a coma. Yeah.
Chris looked like it's in headlights.
Yeah, exactly right. He stood there just like, well, is this game day or what is this?
Right.
That's one of the reasons.
Remind me to tell you the story I was telling you on the phone when I got off.
Okay. He's a great recruiter.
I'll call you after Joe.
Yeah. He's a great recruiter, but he can't change the game day.
Oh, I agree with you.
So,
I think Narduzzi's going to be all right, though, for Pitt. I really do.
I do, too. He defensive players in there. You know, he played early in the year next year. And that quarterback really matured. So they're going to be hard to handle this year. But we'll see.
Oh, definitely.
We'll see.
Yeah, they got everybody back. I mean, I don't know who
Pitt's
quarterback
is. Well,
I'd like to see Connor, that he's going to make up his mind after the bowl game. But I think he's going pro.
Well, personally, I think watching him, he's grown all year long. I'm going to be fighting the same thing he's fought. He needs another year.
He's
going to
beat it just like he is.
Yeah, but he needs He needs another year to get stronger to go up there. That's my opinion. You know, because you're going to go up with the big boys then, and you got to have all your wherewithal. So I think another year for him in college, I think, would be the right move based on what he's been through. So but that's my opinion. But you got to go with the money.
Well, like him, you're going to beat the same thing. So
I'm hoping. Oh yeah. Well, what other thing? Bowl games, I always got a charge of this. I got a whole list of them here in front of me. You know, there's so many bowl games now. There's a couple teams with 5-7 records that are in because they just didn't have enough teams to fill these bowl slots.
Make it quick because we got a minute left.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to have 6 games to be eligible. No, that's not true. There's 2 in there without them. So Mississippi State's 5-7. And North Texas is 5-7, so.
Wow, how'd they get in there?
Well, there were enough teams that had 6 wins. That's
okay.
But anyway.
Right. Well, I got 30 seconds here, brother.
A lot of politics.
I will talk to you.
You know. All right, brother. Have a good one. Dustin, stay positive.
I will. All right. That's Mark from Florida. There he goes. All right. We got 17 seconds left. It was a great show tonight. Every Monday, you want to talk politics or sports, that's our view. Give me a call. Can't wait to hear from you. Gostalk Radio signing off. Bye.